So we thank Sarah and Edison for giving us the opportunity to come together to help out in their wedding yesterday.
So I want to thank Sarah and Edison so we can have a part in their wedding yesterday.
And we want to thank Sean and Isabel, my interpreter, for giving us another chance.
我的婚礼会在下个月，所以各位可以下个月帮忙。
So, you heard that from her, okay? Not the pastor, right? It's so good to be with all of you.
很高兴今天又再一次见到了各位。And
so this morning, we will continue our study in the Gospel of Matthew.
今天早上我们会继续我们对马太福音的学习。
And just to review a little bit, last Sunday I talked about the three chapters from Matthew 5 through 7 as being called the Sermon on the Mount.
上周日我想跟大家回顾一下，上周日我们讲到了登山宝训。
Yeah, since I spoke in Chinese last week, I used the same slide, and we don't have any English translation there.
上周因为我用的是中文讲到，所以今天我的这个幻灯片上都全是中文的英文。有一件事情我要问下大家的。现在我有一件事情我想问一下各位。我们当中有没有人只是听广东话的？有没有人只会听粤语的？OK，如果你是弟兄，举一个手，我们会有那个翻译给你。
我的摩西弟兄会跟会会说粤语的朋友们翻译粤语。因为今天我们在台上用英语跟普通话。Because
we don't have Cantonese today for people up here.
Okay, thank you. So a way to remember the Sermon on the Mount is simply these three things.
登山宝训它有三个重点，我们要记住的，就是幻灯片上面说到的这三点。Chapter
5 speaks of the character of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the righteousness.
第五章讲的是天国的公义。And
chapter 6, we could say what it is to have kingdom worship, true worship.
第六章讲的是天国的敬拜。And
last Sunday, we spoke about what is true judgment in the kingdom.
第七章我们讲到天国的审判是什么样的。
Several years ago, my wife Irene and I had the blessing of going to Israel with a group of brothers and sisters from the Eugene First Baptist Church.
去年的时候，我跟师母很荣幸的跟了 First B 的那个大教会的一些弟兄姐妹去到了以色列。And
I think it would be good as we go through Matthew if I have a chance to just show you some photographs from the actual place where God, who became man, actually walked.
因为我们现在学的是马太福音，我想如果我能给大家看看我们去年在以色列拍的照片的话，对大家的理解会很有帮助。
Does anyone know where this is in Israel?
大家知道这一幅图片是在以色列哪里照的吗?
What is that body of water?
这个海是哪里?
Okay, of course, Pastor Dan Smith would know.
但牧师肯定知道他是牧师，这是加利利海。
So that's the Sea of Galilee, and some people think it's on those little hills there that Jesus taught the Sermon on the Mount. It's not a big hill.
不少人相信是在加利利海旁边那个小山上面，耶稣在上面说的登山宝训，那个山不是很大。
And if you see carefully out there, near the lake is a church called the Church of the Beatitudes.
如果你仔细的去看这幅画的话，你会看到那个海附近有一个小的教会叫巴福教会。
It's a beautiful church.
这个教会非常漂亮。
And Willie, this moved me quite a bit when I was able to visit this church.
我去参观这一个教会的时候，我是当时非常的感动。
Close to where Jesus spoke about the blessings.
这个教会的所在的地方是离耶稣讲八福的地方很近的。
But after the sermon, Jesus did not stay on the hill, did he?
但是耶稣在讲完登山宝训的时候，他并没有停在山上。
You know, we just had a summer camp a few weeks ago. We didn't stay in the summer camp.
我们在两周之前，我们一起参加了一个夏令营，我们也没有在营地里面待到永远。
But we came back to the place, to the city where God has work for us to do.
我们在那里待了两天就回来了城市，因为我们知道在城市里面我们有更多的事工。
And when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law.
耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
So these are the concluding words to the Sermon on the Mount.
这些就是登山宝训那一章节的总结的。
Jesus taught as not an ordinary person or even a person with a PhD degree in religion. He taught as one who had true authority.
耶稣他的教训并不是像一个拥有博士学位或者很有学问的人那样去教训别人。他教训人是像有权柄的人那样去教训的。
You...students of Chinese history.
学过国内历史的同学们。
Who was the last emperor of China?
大家知道中国的末代皇帝是谁吗？
溥仪。
溥仪皇帝。
Boy, when I looked at his picture here, all dressed, looking very powerful, handsome,
我们看到溥仪的这一幅照片，我们看上去溥仪真的是他整个装束都是非常的庄重，很有国王的样式。
Did he have true authority as emperor?
但是他作为末代皇帝，他手上真的有实权吗？
Did he have true authority?
他对他的国家有掌控的权利吗？
No, after theEstablishment of the Chinese Republic in 1911.
在中华民国成立的时候
until after the end of World War II,
一直到第二次世界大战结束的时候
he was installed as the Emperor of Manchu Guo.
他是被冠为满洲国的皇帝
He didn't have real authority.
他手上并没实权。
He was what we call a puppet emperor.
他是一个傀儡皇帝。
He had to listen and obey the Japanese government.
他听命于日本政府。
But the Lord Jesus is not that kind of king, is he?
但是耶稣却不是那样的王。
He is the king that has true authority.
他是一个拥有真正权柄的王。
So, in Matthew, we begin to see Jesus exercising his authority in a region called Galilee.
我们在马太福音登山宝训过后，我们看见他在加利海附近这个区域开始了他的事工。
In fact, remember one time he went into a synagogue in his hometown of Nazareth.
大家还记得吗？他有一次在家里拉萨路那边的一个会堂当中
Someone gave him the scroll to the book of Isaiah
有人给了他一卷以赛亚书的古卷
And he began reading from it
他就开始读那个古卷
The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blindTo release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告，被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
And during our visit to Israel, I had the opportunity to be in.Supposedly, that same synagogue in Nazareth.
在我当时在以色列，去年在以色列的时候，我很有幸去到了当时耶稣去的那个拉萨路的那个会堂。
And when I was given the privilege, the honor to read from Scripture, you guess what I read?
当时我就开始读了圣经中的一段话，你猜我读的是哪段话？
There's only one passage that I could have read.
当时只有一个章节是我觉得我能读的。
The same passage from Isaiah 61 that the Lord Jesus read that was recorded in the Gospel of Luke.
那就是路加福音里面记载的耶稣在当时那个会堂读的以赛亚书的那刚刚的两节。
And if you read Matthew chapter 8, you will see how the Lord Jesus exercised his authority.
如果你看马太福音第八章的时候，你就会看见耶稣是怎么样去行使他的权力。
He exercised his authority like no other king on earth.
他行使他的权柄的时候，就像他是全世界唯一的君王。
His authority over the disease, the leper, the servant of the centurion, Peter's mother-in-law.
他的权柄是透过疾病的医治，他医治好了麻风病人、百夫长的仆人以及彼得的岳母。
His authority over nature by calming the storm on the sea.
他的权柄也透过自然彰显出来，他平静了风暴。
His authority over the spiritual realm by casting demons into pigs.
他的权柄也透过属灵的力量彰显出来，包括他赶鬼进入猪群。
And if you read chapter 8 and 9 of Matthew, you will see the Lord Jesus traveling back and forth across the Sea of Galilee.
如果你看马太福音的第八章、第九章，你会发现耶稣他其实是在加利利海之间互相往返。
He gets on boats and he gets off boats. He's on this side of the lake and then he's on the other side of the lake.
他不断的是上船、下船、上船、下船，从湖的这边去到湖的另外一边。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the King of the people in need.
我们看见这个作为君王的这个形象的耶稣，他是为了人的需要而存在的。
The weather on the Sea of Galilee is very unpredictable.
加利利海上的天气非常难预测。
And yet the disciples of Jesus, who were mostly fishermen, have to depend on the sea for their livelihood.
但是耶稣他的门徒大多数都是打鱼为生的，所以他们是靠这个加利利海吃饭的。
I was in Kaohsiung, Taiwan, as you know, no more than 10 days ago.
我就在大概十天之前，我其实还在台湾的高雄。
And if you had read the news from the last few days, you would have read that there was a series of tremendous explosion, gas explosions in that city.
如果你这几天有关注新闻的话，你会知道现在台湾高雄前几天发生了连续性的瓦斯爆炸。
I've seen pictures of the destruction. It's unbelievable.
我看到了。灾难现场拍的照片，整个的毁灭性是难以估计的。
And when I looked at a map of where the explosions were,
我后来再仔细的去看了地图，看一下那个爆炸的地点到底是在哪里。
There were streets I just walked on no more than 10 days ago.
其实就是我十天前去到刚好走过的那条街道。
The world is unpredictable.
这个世界，你觉得你能够预测吗？
Like the Sea of Galilee.
就像加利利海上的天气一样。
But yet we depend on it for our livelihood.
但是我们需要依靠它为了生存的缘故。
But it's good to know that the Lord Jesus is with us.
但是好处是我们知道至少耶稣是跟我们同在的。
So let's read from chapter 9 together.
我们一起来读马太福音第九章。
We'll read from 1 to verse 8.
我们会读从八节。
Why don't we all stand as we read God's word? Let's all stand,
please. 读神的话语。
Yeah, you read in Chinese or English.
你可以用自己喜欢的语言来读。
好，我们来。耶稣上了船，渡过海，来到自己的城里。有人用褥子和一个摊子到耶稣跟前来。耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“小子，放心吧，你的罪赦了。”有几个文士心里说：“这个人说谎话的话。”耶和华知道他们的心意，就说：“你们为什么心里怀着恶念呢？我说你们的罪赦了，或说你起来行走，哪一样容易呢？” 但是叫人知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，有罪人子说起来拿着这肉子回家吧，那人就起来
回家去了，
因为他将这样的权柄
就归荣耀与神，因为他将这样的权柄赐给人。
You can be seated.
大家请坐。
This is the ferry we were on when we were on the Sea of Galilee.
我当时去年在以色列，在加利利海上的时候，我坐的就是这艘渡轮。
And then on that ferry, we held a simple worship service.
在那个渡轮上面，我们有一个很简单的敬拜。
And then nearby, there's a boat that was recovered some years ago.
在那附近 有一艘船是他们通过重新装修重新完善把它造起来的。
It's not very big.
那艘船不大。
But some people say that's about the same time this boat was made about the same time that Jesus walked on earth.
但是他们说这艘船的年代可以追溯到当时耶稣那个年代。
And this would be a boat that may be similar to what Peter and the other fishermen were using.
这个船的尺寸，他们都说好像跟以前门徒们他们的船的尺寸是差不多的。
So this morning, simply want to share three quick points with all of you.
今天我就想从经文中分享一下这三点。
That Jesus forgives the sins of the paralytic.
耶稣赦免了瘫子的罪。
That Jesus defends his authority to forgive sin.
耶稣辩护了他赦罪的权柄。
And Jesus demonstrates his authority to forgive sin.
耶稣显示了他赦罪的权柄。
And as I have said, Jesus is a king who is involved in the lives of people like you and me.
就像我刚刚说的，耶稣是一个在人们日常生活中有参与的君王，包括你和我的生活。
We have a full crowd today. Praise God.
赞美神，因为我们今天会堂是满人的。
And maybe you come to him hoping in some way he will solve whatever needs or whatever problems you may have.
可能今天我们来到这个殿中，我们都是带着问题过来，希望耶稣能够帮我们解决。
And as you see in this picture, the paralytic with the help of his friends came to Jesus.
就像图片上面所表现出来的一样，瘫子透过他朋友们的帮助掉下来，去到耶稣面前。
And I don't know what your needs are today. I'm sure if you are like me, you have needs.
我不知道今天你带到耶稣面前来的问题和需要是什么，但是我很肯定，如果你跟我一样，我们都是带着需求来的。
The need of this paralytic is to be healed of his sickness.
这个瘫子他的需求就是希望被治愈。
But the Lord Jesus met his greatest need.
但是耶稣却满足了他更大的需求。
And what is our greatest need?
我们最大的需求是什么？
That our sins be forgiven.
那就是我们的罪能够被赦免。
Without that, nothing really matters at the end.
因为如果我们的罪不被赦免的话，那到最后一切都变得不重要了。
So what needs are you bringing to Jesus today?
所以今天你带了什么需要到耶稣面前来？
You know, the Jewish people and sometimes the Chinese people would associate sickness with what? With sin.
在犹太的文化，甚至有时候在中国的文化里面，我们会把疾病跟罪联系起来。
The old karma, 因果。
我们会说因果的关系。
You sin, therefore, that's why you are ill.
因为你犯罪的缘故，所以你生病。
That may be true.
或许在某一个程度上来说是对的。
But the words that Jesus spoke to the sick man may seem strange to his friends and other people around him.
当时耶稣对这个瘫子说的这番话，对他的朋友来说，或者包括所有的人在房子里面来说，都觉得非常奇怪。
He said, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven."
当时耶稣说的是，放心吧，小子，你的罪得赦了。
Yeah, 小子 actually is a term of endearment.
当时这个小子这个称谓其实是非常亲切的。
I don't know how old this, you know, paralytic was. He may be 50, 60 years old. Who knows?
当时其实我们都不知道这个瘫子多少岁，可能他50岁，可能他60岁。
But Jesus called him son.
但是耶稣称他做小子。
Yeah, if old John would say, little ones.
就像老约翰他可能会说小朋友这样子称呼。
小子。Same thing.And that's a term that the Pharisees, the religious leaders, the scribes, would not call the paralytic person.
这样一个称谓在法利赛人和文士当中是不可能会听到的。
I think Jesus went straight to that man's heart.
我觉得耶稣当时他的回答是直接戳中了这个瘫子的心灵。
Maybe to all of the people around this man, what he needed was healing.
可能对于所有在房间里面的人来说，他们觉得这个摊子最大的需要就是被治好。
Maybe you're looking for a job.
可能在座的有些朋友们，你们需要是有一份工作。
Maybe you're looking for ways that you could patch up your broken marriage.
可能你是想说，我要找一个方法去挽救我濒临破碎的婚姻。
But for me, this man before he came.Might have been asking this question of himself.
对于我来说，我看到这个摊子是他自己也有这么一个问题，他需要带到这里来。
Lord, I'm such a sinner. Will my sins disqualify me from being healed?
我看见的是他心中的这个问题，他是在问主啊，我是一个罪人，会不会因为我的罪而不会得到医治？
And if that is the question that you have been asking yourself,
如果这是同时也是你一直以来的问题的话
the Lord Jesus' answer, the words to this man, makes all the sense in the world.
那么耶稣他这样的回答对所有人来说都变得非常的有道理了
Take heart, son.
放心吧，小子
Your sins are forgiven.
你的罪赦了
Jesus loves a repentant sinner.
耶稣很爱一个悔改的罪人。
You may have come here today seeking Jesus' help with some problem you're struggling with.
可能今天我们带到神面前来的是我们一直挣扎的问题。
But have you dealt with the problem of sin?
但是你有针对你自己罪的问题，有尝试过去认真的去看吗?
Jesus commended this man and his friends, four friends, for their faith.
耶稣称赞了这四个朋友，称赞了他们的信心。
Some of us, even I, asked, how much faith is enough faith to be forgiven?
包括我自己在内，我会觉得说，到底多少的信心才是够的?
Obviously, when Jesus said, your sins are forgiven, and when he said, you know,It's your faith. I believe the faith that this man had was saving faith.
很明显的，我相信是当时耶稣他赦免他的罪的时候，他就看见了这个人的信心是足够大的。
Saving faith is enough faith.
能够治愈的信心就是足够的信心。
For him, he may not know exactly who Jesus was.
对于这个摊子来说，可能他对耶稣并不了解。
And then, how are people in the days of the Old Testament saved?
他们可能也不会觉得说当像旧约里面说的那样。
The same way that we are saved.
同样的，我们今天被拯救也是像原来说的那样。
Admitting our sinful nature and that we cannot save ourselves.
就是承认我们自己，我们是有罪的，我们没有办法救我们自己。
For them, they look forward to the cross, to the Messiah to come.
对于他们，对犹太人来说，他们是看十字架，他们希望看到那个要来的弥赛亚。
For us, we look towards the same cross in the back of us.
对于我们来说，我们也是看同一个十字架，但那个十字架是在我们后面的。
The cross that was.
那个曾经钉死过耶稣的十字架。
That's why we are coming here today for the Lord's Supper.
这就是今天为什么我们要来主餐。
And when the Pharisees heard what Jesus said,
当法利赛人听到耶稣他说的这么一句话的时候,
they were thinking in their hearts, how could this man blaspheme God? Only God can forgive sins.
他们就觉得说怎么可以有这么一个人来宣称他自己有这样的权柄，只有神才有这样子的权柄。
But just as Jesus looked into the heart of the sick man, he looked into the hearts of the teachers of the law.
耶稣当时不仅仅是看到了摊子心里面想到的最大的需求，他同时也看到了法利赛人和文士心中的恶念。
And he asked them, why do you entertain evil thoughts in your heart?
他的斥责非常的直接，他说，你们心里为何怀着恶念呢？
Which is easier, to forgive sin or to make this man walk?
然后他又问道，你的罪赦免了，或说你起来行走，哪一样容易呢？
Actually, it's which is easier to say.
其实我们换一个角度去想，这两个宣言哪一个说出来更容易？
Which is easier to say?
是说你的罪赦了容易呢，还是说起来你可以走了容易？
You know, I could tell, you know, my sister here, your sins are forgiven.
我可以很简单的说，跟某个姐妹说，姐妹啊，你的罪赦免了。
I don't have to prove it.
因为我不需要给出一个可见的证据。
Or do anything else.
我也不需要做什么东西。
No one would know.
没有人知道是不是真的被赦免了。
But if I tell a paralytic person to get up and walk,
如果我要跟一个瘫痪的人说，起来，你可以行走了。
He better be able to get up and walk.
那最好就是那个人真的是起来走路了。
Otherwise, I would be called a liar.
不然的话，人家都会把我当骗子看。
A false prophet.
或者假先知。
But for these teachers of the law, the ones who were very religious, saying that your sins are forgiven, that's a hard thing for them to do.
但是对于这些律法老师、这些法利赛人来说，罪被赦免这个宣言是很难说出来的。
Because that would have demonstrated that they had the power, the authority of God, because only God can forgive sins.
因为如果他们这么说的话，那他们相当于就在说他们自己像神那样有那样的能力。Jesus
can say, make it so.
但是耶稣他这么说了，他就能够说这么去做到。Who
is this man?
大家知道这个图画上面这个人是谁吗？
He's not the pastor of this church.
他不是这个教会的牧师。
Well, I was and still a Star Trek fan. Oh, there you go. That's one.
我是星际迷航这部科幻小说系列的粉丝。
This is Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
这是那星际迷航里面的让吕克舰长。
He was the captain of the Starship Enterprise.
他是整个星际公司、星际企业的。
And his most famous saying is, "Make it so."
他整个电影里面，他的口头禅最出名的那句就是，就这么做吧。
You know, as a husband, wouldn't that be nice?
如果你是做先生的，你会不会觉得说你口头禅可以用这个？
All I would tell Irene is, make it so, and it gets done. No questions.
我只要跟我的太太说，让这件事就这么成了吧， 那我太太就去做了。
Wouldn't it be nice to be a pastor of a church and be able to do that?
如果我是一个牧师的话，我这么去说这句话，大家就会把事情帮我做了，那多好。
Make it so, and it's done. Only the Lord Jesus, when it comes to the forgiveness of sin, can say, make it so.
但是要说到罪的赦免的话，只有耶稣能够说出这三个字，成就了。
It's easy to say, your sins are forgiven, my brother, my sister.
要说你的罪被赦免了，说出来是很好说的。
But only the Lord Jesus.
但是真正说这句话带着权柄的只有耶稣。
Don't fool yourself, only the Lord Jesus.
所以我们不要自己骗自己了。Buddha
couldn't say it.
只有耶稣。
Buddha couldn't say it.
佛祖可以这么说。
Confucius cannot say it.
孔子也不能这么说。
Mohammed cannot say it.
穆罕默德也不能这么说。
Abraham cannot say it.
亚伯拉罕也不能这么说。
Even Pastor Dan Smith cannot say it.
但牧师也不能这么说。
I'm having fun with him. Only our Lord Jesus Christ has the authority.
只有耶稣才有这样的权柄。
But how did he get this authority?
但是他这个权柄从哪儿来呢?
Suffering always come before glory.
荣耀之前总是有患难。
He said, the reason my father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again.
他说我父爱我因我将命舍去好再取回来。
No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again. This command I received from my father.
没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从父所受的命令。
The faith that is required, the saving faith, is that the forgiveness of sin is to believe in the crucifixion, the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
赦罪所需要的信心就是相信十字架上被钉死的并复活的主耶稣。
I'm sure you want the Lord Jesus to perform a miracle in your life, to heal you, to meet whatever your needs may have today.
我想我们当中很多人都会想说，主啊，在我的生命当中显一个神迹。
But a new and eternal life that we have in Christ is the only miracle that matters at the end.
但是这个我们在基督耶稣里面所得的新的生命和永生才是我们真正需要去在乎的神迹。
So the point of the story is clear.
这个故事的中心非常清楚。
Jesus has the authority to forgive sins.
耶稣有赦罪的权柄。
He said it, he defended it, he demonstrated it.
他这么说了，他也这么辩护了，也这么显明了。
You know, why did he have to, you know, heal the paralytic after he said your sins are forgiven?
他为什么在跟这个瘫子说你的罪被赦了之后，还要让他起来走呢？
Did he have to do that?
Not really. 他需要这么做吗？不需要啊。
But it's for the unbelief of those people around him.
他这么做是因为他身边有太多不相信的人了。
By showing that he has the authority to heal, by association, the other people will believe that he also has the authority to forgive sin.
由于当时的文化，罪和疾病是夹在一起，经常会有这样因果关系的。他医治好了那个人，同时也就彰显了他能够把罪给除去。
And today, what is needed for you to believe that the Lord Jesus has the authority to forgive sins?
今天对于你来说，这个权柄彰显出他能够赦罪的神迹是需要是什么？
It goes back to how you see yourself.
这问题的本身回到去，你是怎么看待你自己的？
Do you see yourself as a sinner needing the grace of God?
你会看见你自己，会觉得你自己是一个罪人，需要神的恩典吗？
That comes before anything else that the Lord Jesus can do for you.
在所有事情发生之前，最根本的就是我们要看到这一点。
You know, death and suffering comes into the world as a result of sins.
死亡和患难是我们看到亚当和夏娃背逆神的结果。
And we know sin continues to be the reason for all the suffering and pain we see and experience even today.
今天我们看见的所有的患难、所有的困难、痛苦的源头都是罪性。
And when we read about what's happening in the Middle East or in Ukraine and even in Kaohsiung, we cried out.
我们看到在中东，看到在乌克兰，看到高雄发生了各种的事情。
And we cried out, Lord, how long? How long?
我们会跟神一直跟他问神说，这样的光景还要持续多久？
There are no easy answers to how long. I don't know how long.
要回答这个问题，并没有一个简单的答案。
All I know is the Lord protected me and took me out of Kaohsiung before the explosion, and I stand before you today.
我唯一知道的是，当时主保守了我，我得以今天站在这里。
The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是耽误，其实不是耽误，乃是宽严你，宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
That would be well and good if we don't have to worry about him coming back, the Lord Jesus.
如果我们不需要担心我们的罪的话，那主的回来将会是一个大喜事。
Another reason for the Lord's Supper is to remember that the Lord Jesus Christ will come back again.
另外一个主餐的重点就是我们要纪念主会一定会去展望主会再来。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, the heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必有大响声，废去有形制的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
You know, if you had been delivered from a calamity, from a horrible accident, like me,
如果你像我一样，逃脱了一个灾难性的事件，就像那个高雄的瓦斯爆炸。
And if, like me, you escaped the typhoon in Taiwan one day before it happened, and like me, you escaped the explosion in Kaohsiung 10 days before it happened, and you, like me, you are standing here on this stage this morning.
又或者像我之前在台湾一样逃过了台风的一劫，你像神这么多次的保守我，让我能够再站在讲台上得以存活。
And if your heart and prayer is not for those who are perishing.
如果你心里面的祷告不是那些正在消代的,
some of our friends who are sitting right here today,
可能是在座的一些你的朋友,
who has not yet received the grace of salvation,
还没有接受救恩,
if that's not in your prayer or in your heart,
如果这不是在你心里面的祷告的话,
what good is God saving you from these calamities?
那么神拯救你逃脱这一切的患难是为了什么呢?
What is the heart of God?
你心里面像耶稣的那个心智在哪里呢?
Not wanting anyone to perish,
不想要有一人沉沦,
but everyone to come to repentance. So this morning, we come to the Lord's Supper. We remember what the Lord Jesus Christ had done on the cross. We hold firm to the promise of His coming again.
We hold firm to
the
promise of His coming again.
The past, the future,
过去和未来,
but we live right this moment in the midst of a fellowship, of a wonderful fellowship that we can only have through the Holy Spirit. That's how we remember this day, this moment. By living in it as brothers and sisters in Christ.
就是这样子的, 像弟兄姐妹一样,
the Gospel of Matthew is all about blessings.
在马太福音里面,
what does Paul has to say about blessings?
保罗对福分有说什么呢?
What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
经常说什么呢? 说亚伯拉罕信神, 这就算为他的义。
Now when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation. He earned his wages.
做工了的工价不算恩典, 乃是该得的。
We cannot earn salvation, can we?
但是我们不可能赚得我们的救恩。
However, the man who does not work but trusts God, who justifies the wicked like you and me, his faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Listen. Especially for our friends who are still struggling with that decision.
我们要听，因为我们一定还有朋友们，他们是在想到底要不要接受这个救恩。
Jesus has the authority to save.
耶稣有这样的权柄拯救。
Paul didn't say, "Blessed are the ones who has a good job in the good old USA."
保罗并没有说那些有一份好工作的是蒙福的。
Paul didn't say, "As terrible as cancer is, you are blessed because God cured you of cancer."
保罗也没有说，因为你从癌症逃过一劫，所以你是被蒙福的。
Paul didn't say you're blessed because you escaped the gas explosion in Kaohsiung.
保罗也没有说，因为你逃过了高雄的瓦斯爆炸，
所以你是蒙福的。What does Paul say?
那保罗到底是怎么说那些有福的人呢？
Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never, never, never.Count against him.
他说得赦免其过，遮盖其罪，这人是有福的。主不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
That's true.
这是对，这是说的是真的福分。
That money cannot buy.
这个福分不是金钱能够买到的。
That friends cannot give.
也不是朋友之间能给的。
Only the Lord Jesus has the authority to forgive sins.
只有主耶稣才有这样的权柄。
Because he has paid a heavy price for you and for me.
因为他在十字架上付出了多么沉重的代价。
There's an old hymn by Isaac Watts, another Englishman.
有一首很老诗歌，也是一个英国的诗歌创作人写的。
Not Isaac Newton, but Isaac Watts.
他叫 Isaac Watts.
It's called At the Cross.
这首歌叫在十字架。
And I want.Us to sing the two first verses.
我想大家一起先唱头两节。
As a way to prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper.